Hello and welcome to the USC Trojan Outsider Podcast. I'm Rick Barbera and this is Scott Pitts.
I'm Scott Pitts.
You know what this week is?
I do.
UCLA week.
It's rivalry week.
Rivalry week.
That's hard to say.
It is. I don't want to say it again.
Nope. I'm done. Won't say it again.
We are not officially affiliated with the University of Southern California, and all the opinions expressed are uniquely ours. So if you have small children, send them out of the room. And if you're at work, put your headphones on because we tend to swear and talk honestly about the USC football team, how they're doing, and the people they're playing, and really anything else that's going on the gridiron for USC football. That's what I'm saying.
That's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about that.
So tonight I Ubered it over to Pitts' house. We're going to pour some drinks because it's rivalry week.
You did it. You said it again.
I won't do it again. And we're going to talk about this week, which is very, very important in Southern California. Very important in the city, actually, I should say. In the city of Los Angeles, this is the week you pick a side.
That's right.
No matter who you are or what junior college you went to, or if you went to some college like Pepperdine or LMU, you are either a USC or UCLA fan.
That's true. It's absolutely true.
That is if you have a heartbeat.
If you are alive, semi-alive,
yeah,
even half dead,
you pick a side.
You pick a side and you stick with it.
You're going to be powder blue and gold or
Cardinal
and gold. Is it really powder blue and gold, though?
I don't know what they call it. Maybe.
Powder blue and white?
I call
powder
it baby blue.
Baby blue?
But it's not even... It used to be...
It is gold, like, though, because it's California,
yeah,
so it's the golden state.
Yeah, is very gold, and the blue has changed a lot over the years. It used to be, when Troy Aikman was there, it was very powdery blue, and it looked kind of cool. Like, it was like a very unique color for college football. There's not a lot of teams like that. But now it's like a darker, weird electric blue. I don't know. I don't get it. But anyway, their original colors are the dark blue and gold, like Cal, because Cal was the original school and UCLA was the satellite school.
Oh,
for Cal. They were the UC.
Do you hear that?
Berkeley. Yeah.
Do you hear that, Bruin Nation?
Yeah. So that's why they're the Bruins and not the Bears. It's a different kind of bear.
That's true. It's a different kind of bear. It's a softer, more subtle bear that if
it
you make a lot
teeth.
Of noise, it runs away.
And yeah, it's not born with any teeth.
So yes, it lives in a really hip part of town that's pretentious and stupid.
It's where Bill Cosby lives.
And where Bill Cosby lives.
Right.
That's if you're a Bruin. Well, this is the USC Outsider Podcast.
Welcome to it.
Sides have been taken. Lines are drawn. And this week, I am not sure because these two teams are going, it seems like they're going in opposite directions. One team, the Bruins, they've got a great quarterback and who's flourished despite the fact that he's had so many offensive coordinators. I think three offensive coordinators in 3 years or something like that.
And injuries, too.
And injuries. He's had a concussion. And then you've got USC who seems to be establishing themselves as the dominant team in the Pac-12 again. However, they're very undisciplined this year. Now, that could be personnel. Might have a little to do with coaching. We'll find out more about the coaching, I think, personally, in the offseason when decisions are made of who you're going to keep on staff and
right.
who you're not going to keep on staff.
I agree with that.
So the two teams meet each other this Saturday in the Coliseum at 5 p.m. on ABC. 5 p.m. Pacific, the only time that matters. And they will square off for the Battle of Los Angeles. And yeah, the
battle for the victory bell.
The victory bell. Ding, ding.
Ding.
The luster is not on this game this year. There's not like...
Well, that's true.
It's not a big deal.
UCLA comes limping into the game. USC's coming off of two wins. They got blown out of that Notre Dame game 3 games ago.
And that was the thing.
Stung a little bit.
And USC was decimated by injuries. When they went into the Notre Dame game, and they played Notre Dame at home, like it seems like we play
on
them
the road,
there.
Notre Dame's home.
Notre Dame's home. Right. We play them on the road. They beat us lately, and then they come here, and we beat them. That's the way it's been. But we had so many injuries, so many things that we ordinarily would be able to battle and come back from. We shot ourselves in the foot. You know, I mean, we gave them, what, we spotted them 28 points in that game?
Yeah, quickly.
So it was just weird. Now, this week, the teams, USC is you know, practically at full strength. And UCLA, they've lost their main receiver. You know, we'll go into that in a second and talk about that. It's great being outside to record a podcast.
Can you hear that? We're outside now. Enjoying the... I hear there's a helicopter going over there.
This is quintessentially the artisanal UCLA USC podcast, because we're in the backyard in Southern California, outside.
In late November.
In late November, it is 70.
Rick's wearing a short sleeve shirt.
Oh, yeah, easily. Yeah, I'm comfortable. And flip flops.
I'm in a light sweater.
Pitsy has the USC Vans on.
I do. That was happenstance, but anyway, so...
The USC slip-on Vans.
I mean, I hate to say that anything can happen in these games, but anything can happen. On paper, USC should win this game going away. I think, are they 13.5-point favorites?
Yeah, and everybody's saying run, and just hand the ball off to Ronald Jones III, and he'll...
Why wouldn't you, though?
He'll win the game for you, and believe me, I'm so sorry to tease this, but... The reason why it's anybody's game stems from what happened last week in Colorado. Pitts, what was the score in Colorado when we went on the road?
Well, USC finished up 38-24. That looks like a pretty handy win. And
we
it
won
was.
The game. We got out of Colorado, and Colorado's a good team, and they're just getting better.
USC dominated, absolutely just owned the first half of football. It was...
practically mistake-free. Still some stupid
there was a missed,
holding penalties.
And a missed extra point on the first or second touchdown.
Well, our kicker has a hurt dick.
Yep, his penis hurts. And it was 20, I think 20 to nothing. And Colorado was trying to just get something going in the last minute and threw a pick six. So it was 27 nothing before they even went into the in the tunnel for halftime. Came back out. USC held that lead, held... Colorado on the first drive, because Colorado got the ball, and then things started to go a little south.
Yeah.
The defense started getting a little soft. There were two really big botch plays. Juwan Winfrey got loose over Jack Jones twice.
Jack Jones gave up two touchdowns last
quickly
week.
One was a 79 yarder, the other one was a 57 yarder.
He also got an unsportsmanlike conduct.
Yeah,
which means that he's either one of the greatest athletes at USC and needs to calm down, or he's not cut out for the game. My choice is that he can be coached, and hey, everybody loses their temper every once in a while.
Yeah. Well, Jack Jones has been real good and solid this year for the Trojans.
Yeah.
He had a bad game. Everybody has a bad game from time to time. So it'll be interesting to see how he bounces back this week. I think he's going to be fine. We'll see. Steven Montez, that guy's a baller. He's the quarterback for Colorado, and he was doing everything he could to bring that team back, and he never got down, and he never felt like they were out of the game, and it showed, because they got themselves back into the game.
Oh, they did.
They absolutely did. The one bright spot, I think, for USC's defense was that they held... Philip Lindsay, who is a really, really good senior running back for them.
Mm-hmm.
20 carries for 68 yards. He did get a touchdown, but those are low numbers for that guy, because he is dynamic, and he's been huge for them. I think he was coming off of like 300 and close to 150-yard games in a row.
So it seems like Clancy can plan pretty well for like the run, like, you know, stop the run and get the guys in a position to win, but then, are we...
It's like something's missing.
Yeah, is it youth? Is it just inexperience? Because this is like Clancy's second year, and he's not... And the kids aren't listening, or the system is still sort of fresh. I'm not sure where the
letdown,
the obstacle is, the challenge is, like, to get them to perform, because it seems like there's so much potential, there's so much talent. I don't want to say it's a bad coach.
It's not
on the defense. I do believe it's a bad coach on the special teams. Like, that's just not. That's just seeing.
Well, it's hard to say,
results,
Rick,
after 2 years.
I disagree with that as well, because there were 2 blocked field goals in this game for the Trojans. The last time they had 2 blocked field goals was last year against Colorado.
Okay,
the same team. So,
but I want to. But
it's the first time SC's done that all year.
It's not just that. It's the 10 men on the field. It's the.
That's better than 12. At least 10's not a penalty.
It's just the kick returns. I know, and I know this is like one of those things. Like, if you're paying someone 6 figures to do any job in the U.S., any job, if you're getting paid 6 figures, you have to be meticulous. You have to have just a sense of pride, and even if you're you know, you're not coaching some junior college. You're not coaching like an elementary school. These are kids who know the game and are students of the game. Who holds you accountable when you're making that much money? John Baxter, I'm talking about, like the special teams coach specifically. Like, is it during the week? There's just I just think it could be better. I know and it's wrong to just say that. Look, I'm the one who asked who was it? It was the voice of the Trojans,
Peter Arbogast.
Yes, and
not John Jackson.
Were they there when we went to the Valley Trojan?
Yes.
So I was the one who stood up and like, look, what's your opinion, guys, on John Baxter? Is he good or is he an overpaid nice guy? Arbogast just laughed.
Yeah, that was funny.
And didn't really answer at first. And he's like, no, things are going to look up for him. Things are going to be good. And then Baxter goes to Michigan for like a couple years or a year, and then he comes back to USC with Clancy. I don't mind Clancy. It's the special teams that I see the hole in. Anyway, that's the thought. Sorry to go off on a rant. I just don't see the progression like I should.
I do. They've been getting better every week. And it showed last week with those 2 blocked field goals. And it also showed earlier in the season, the guy, a punt returner, I think it was a Jana Harris at one point. I might be wrong. But was letting punts go over his head when he's in front of the 10-yard line, and the Trojans were getting the ball on like the 1 and 2 yard line. Catch the fucking ball. Put your arm up and catch the ball. Get it on the 10. You learn that in Pop Warner football.
So you think that's the player more than the coach?
Yes, because I saw that get fixed. Yes, and I saw that get fixed. They're getting after things now, and the it's all getting better. It's getting better. The defense is getting better. I've seen it.
Sam Darnold put together a great game.
He did.
Consistent game. We're not going to see.
Was he? He was turnover free, wasn't he? Or did he threw one pick? Is that right?
I think he threw a pick. And we're not going to see him next year.
No.
So this is it for him. This is it for Rosen.
Yep, Rosen is gone for sure. I don't think he can handle another year, especially since it. I'm thinking that Mora might not be around after this year.
Might not be.
Especially if they lose to the Trojans. He's gone.
Or he's going to do a Carl Durrell 13-9 issue, and he's going to be here for one more year.
Well.
In Westwood for one more year.
That wouldn't be such a bad thing if you're a Trojan fan.
So what else do you have for the stats of last week?
Well, that's about it. The Trojans did a great job containing the run game.
Mm-hmm.
They were giving them a lot of soft coverage on the dink and dunks, so they were letting them have that. And that kind of ended up biting the Trojans a little bit, because I think it opened up that deep pass a couple times. But what's his name? Bobo, their big receiver. They held him in check. I mean, he had 10 catches for 113 yards. No touchdowns. So, I mean, that's basically a little dink and dunks, little 8 yarders here, 15 there.
Chenna had a good game.
Yep.
Christian Rector came back with the big cast on his arm.
Yes. So and a lot of good bright spots on John Houston. For the Trojans. Houston had a great game. He was playing all over the place. He was in on every tackle, it felt like. It was great. So that was fun to see. They're doing a lot of good things. It's the big play that they've got to
stop giving up. They're
susceptible to the big play. So I'd like to see that. And you know who's good at making a big play happen? Josh Rosen.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, yeah. I mean, the good news is that I think UCLA comes in really one-dimensional because they don't really have a run game going for them right now. So all they have, they got to rely on Josh Rosen. But, I mean, if you're going to rely on somebody, he's a pretty good one to do it. So fuck that guy.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck him. Let's talk about UCLA.
Okay.
So we won the game against Colorado. And we did. And improve on the season. Won the Big 12, or I'm sorry, Pac-12 South. I can't stand Larry Scott.
Mm-mm.
Probably sitting there in a hotel room doing a mountain of cocaine.
Did I text
poorly?
You? I think I texted our friend Peter.
Peter Italian?
Yeah. Peter Italian. My God, there's like a wild animal out here.
Yeah.
There's two wild animals. I think
you live in an area of town with werewolves.
Yeah, there's real, actual werewolves. Hey, shut up. Anyway, I texted this to Peter. Yeah, that's right. Peter, come here. Larry Scott has got to stop scheduling these Friday night games. It's killing the conference. Every ranked team that has gone on the road has gotten their asses kicked. USC lost in Washington State on a Friday night. Washington got beat. What were they, number 9 at the time?
Yeah.
That was the highest ranked team in the Pac-12. They got beat. Who else got beat?
And it's inconsistent with the other big conferences.
Yeah.
So there's not...
Because they don't
and
play on a Friday night
in.
On a short week. They don't do that.
The profit is not there. The profit margin is not there.
It's not
the
worth
numbers
it.
aren't there financially. This plan is not working.
No, it's not
so
worth it.
So you need to adjust next year.
Yep. Can't do it.
Because this is not, it's not working. And
if you're going to do a Friday night game, do it with like Cal and...
Oregon State?
Yeah. Do that game on Friday night. It'll be the only game on TV, so it'll bring some attention to the conference. And you're not going to get your... number 9 team knocked off and out of the fucking playoff picture.
Indeed. There seems to be no thought in the Pac-12 scheduling for football. And I know Larry Scott is in charge of every sport for the Pac-12.
Right.
So he's got a lot on his plate. However, somehow the guys for the Big 12 and Big 10 and ACC and SEC have managed to, and ACC, have figured this out.
Yeah, you like don't see those games on the
There are
Friday
better
night.
Employees who could do this job, and that's the problem. There are, if you are Larry Scott, you've got to, you know, there has to be some sort of a benchmark. You have to be able to say, here's where the baseline is, and here's how we've gotten better as a conference compared to our competition. And you can't do that. So whoever hired him needs to take a hard look at it and say, no, this is not the right guy for the job.
Yeah, something's
not
working.
He was a tennis coach or some sort of a, like he was in charge of a tennis program. There's not a lot going on. The decisions he's made are if they're not bringing in money, which he's supposed to do,
well,
get rid of him.
He certainly didn't help USC out when they were
or
going
put
through
him into
their issues, too. With the
he's not ready for this kind of spotlight.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's somebody else's problem. UCLA is 5-5 currently.
Yeah.
The head coach is Jim Mora.
Do they have two more games?
They've got two more games. So they're, Jim Mora is heading into his sixth year. Some people believe he is ending it this year, depending on what he does. I think... if he beats USC this weekend, that he will get another year. But His overall record, he's won 46 games with the Bruins and 29 versus 29 losses.
That's not great.
Currently, his quarterback, one of the best at UCLA ever, although you wouldn't even know it, like Rojo is one of the best, is one of the best running backs right now for USC ever. Josh Rosen is one of the best quarterbacks for UCLA. He's got over 3,000 yards, almost 3,100 yards. 21 touchdowns to 9 interceptions.
Well, when you're passing 58 times a game, you're going to get some numbers.
He's putting them up, man.
Yeah.
And they've got two running backs, and I'm so sorry, guys. Running backs, Bolu Orunfumi. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm so sorry.
I always love making you say these names.
Soso Jamabo.
Yep,
Soso Jamabo. Soso
Jamabo. That's right.
So, guys, apologies.
Don't name your... If your guy's going to be an exceptional athlete, don't name him So-So.
So there's... Yeah. Maybe they were big fans of the Led Zeppelin 4.
Maybe.
And...
That's Zoso, though. With a Z.
Good one. Yeah. I was reaching for a joke.
Yeah. No, it's
and
good.
And you just shot me down. It's like you're going to the bathroom
do
on
better.
My head.
Do better.
I'm sorry.
Do better jokes.
Hashtag do better, Rick. the wide receiver right now, their main guy is hurt. Darren Andrews is hurt. Their guy right now is a stud, Jordan Lasley. He's the go-to. Lasley, man.
I don't know.
I'm so sorry, guys.
Rick.
Just haven't watched a lot of UCLA games this year.
Nobody has.
Rock and roll. So anyway, this guy is a stud. And that's...
Okay.
If Josh is going to throw to somebody, it's going to be this dude.
Big guy,
the defense,
big target.
Yeah. The defense for UCLA, they're very young. So I can't really rip on them because... They're just young. Yes, it's true. They're allowing 302 yards rushing per game so far. But
that's
this is a
terrible.
Rivalry game. I said it three times, I think. Now,
yeah,
I think I've said it
that's
three times.
That's pretty good. I don't think you fucked it up yet. You all right?
Sorry. Yeah, I got some.
Is that a coyote?
Some sort of coyote in my throat.
Turning into a werewolf.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
302 yards rushing per game. Wow. That's how much the defense is allowing, right? At least the front three or front four. Here's a stat, though. This defense for UCLA,
mm-hmm.
It's the 10th best in the nation because they score touchdowns on defense.
Interesting.
I'm not kidding. Which
interesting. So a lot of takeaways.
If you screw up,
they're going to make you pay.
Yeah. So, mistake-free offense on USC's part. I don't know if you guys have watched the games this year, but hey, it happens sometimes.
Sam Darnold struggled with that a little bit.
Very shaky. Yeah. Dude is kind of shaky. So, UCLA will take advantage of it. Then the special teams for UCLA, not bad. Like, as far as the kicking is concerned, like they
always have good kickers.
Don't miss a lot of field goals. Their punter averages 42 yards per punt.
He punts a lot.
And they're true. However, he's getting, you know, if you're punting almost half the field, you're putting the other team in a, you know, you're putting your defense that is not great in a
better position.
Yeah. So whatever.
Okay.
This is one of those games where I don't know what's going to happen. And I'd like to say that that USC would just hand the ball off and prepare for this and know what's coming and be able to shut down Rosen and see what his weaknesses are, possibly give him another concussion and and just close this out like they have the last 2 years. But the personnel this year for USC, I can't say with any certainty. So I don't know. I can't pick a winner this week because
really?
I don't... You would need consistency and discipline from USC at home with a lot of seniors playing the last game, shutting down their emotions. Can Jack Jones control it? I say yeah.
I sure do.
Holding penalties on offense, though, I don't know. And this is going to seem like an excuse. I will say it anyway. I hate the Pac-12 refs.
They were fucking
they ruined every game.
Last game.
They need to bring in the refs from other conferences. They should do away with any Pac-12 ref team.
Yeah,
and
did they go to like a special school of shitty officiating?
Bring in ACC or Big 12 refs.
How about Sunbelt refs? Who cares?
Sunbelt refs
anybody.
Would be a better job. Did do a better job. Independent refs. this is embarrassing. Like, they're,
it's
they're
been when really, you're a, really bad.
When you're impacting games, multiple games per week, with shitty calls, reviews, mysterious phantom targeting.
Missing reviews,
no.
too.
my opinion is...
Don't cry.
Can't stand the Pac-12 refs.
It's been real, real bad. And it's been so bad in the last few years that they've brought it up and it's been addressed, but it didn't get any better. It's only getting worse. It's weird.
So, with all this money that's coming in from football games, who along the chain of command has the authority to say, actually, this can't stop. Like, I'm the guy who's going to take control and say, there needs to be better coaching, officiating. Maybe you guys need to go spend a weekend with crews from other conferences to know what they're allowing. You know, there's holding on every play. I get it. But what's the sort of shades of gray for holding? And will you allow this? Will you allow the kids to play? Do you have to... You know, what do you blow dead? Where's a good position to be? It just seems like the Pac-12 is a little bit behind with their HR department in selecting qualified refs to do this.
It's been crazy, real, real bad. Anyway, moving on, Rick. You can't pick a winner this week. What's the spread? You okay?
I think 13.
I think it's 13.5.
Is it raining?
I don't think so. I think we're hearing... It's raining. Oh, my goodness. We're outside and it's raining. This is awesome.
It's raining.
It is.
All right.
This is cool.
The spread, I thought it was 13. Vegas has us by 13. So I'm going to go with Vegas. I'd prefer, obviously, USC to win, but I can't pick them to win because I don't know if they're going to hurt themselves or not.
Clearly, I want USC to win this game because this is my Christmas. I fucking hate UCLA.
Yes.
The white hot fury. And I love just pounding them. So I want to see Rojo put up 300 yards, like you said, they're giving up. I want him to get every carry.
Singularly, Rojo puts up 300 yards.
And I want Stephen Carr to get 300 yards.
Okay.
And I also... And sure. I want each of them to have three touchdowns.
Deontay Burnett, 300 yards receiving.
And three touchdowns. So I want it to be 732-0.
Will this win, does this win per year, like beating UCLA is more important to you than beating Notre Dame?
For me, yes.
Okay.
And it was John McKay who, I'm going to mess up this quote, but he said,
yeah, anytime.
Better to beat. I can't. I'm going to mess this up. But it's something
no. You know
to
what?
The extent of,
mess up the quote. Go ahead.
Yeah, no.
It's better to beat UCLA
than to lose to Notre Dame. Something like that. I can't remember what it was.
Actually, I like that.
Yeah. Whatever it was, it was something that like we respect. It shows respect to Notre Dame, but yeah, fuck. Fuck UCLA. This little...
Oh, okay. All right.
Whatever it was. The good news is... I can't even say these words out of my mouth, but if USC loses this week, they're still going to the Pac-12 championship game.
No kidding. And who is that going to be against?
Well, here's the breakdown of that. And the hashtag is Win the North. So there's three North teams, and they all remain in the hunt.
By the way, dumb hashtag.
Dumb. I'm not gonna make that one trend. Three teams remain in the hunt for a trip to the Pac-12 championship. Here's how they get there.
Okay.
Washington State Cougars.
The Cougs.
If they beat Washington, not this weekend, but the following weekend, on the 25th, the Cougs go to the game.
Luke Falk, one of my favorite quarterbacks to watch ever.
I would kind of like to face the Cougars. I'd like to get a redemption game on a neutral field.
Yeah.
With healthy players, because if you recall, USC was beat the fuck up. They had three offensive linemen out for that game. Two of them went down in that game. So that was a huge factor, and I'd like to get another shot at the Cougars. I think that would be the easiest game, for the Trojans.
That game is 5 p.m. on a Friday.
That's right.
In what, Santa Cruz?
Not Santa Cruz. It's just outside of San Francisco.
Santa Cruz would be a better goddamn site for that. But
It's just outside of San Francisco. It's where the Niners
pointless.
Play.
Put it in Qualcomm Stadium in San Diego.
Good call.
Absolutely dumb having it in the Bay Area.
Now, listen.
Stupid fucking choice, guys.
Here's why that's a stupid choice. The Stanford Cardinals
actually have the Pac-12 championship in Arizona under
no, because then if one of the Arizona teams get in, then it's a home game for them.
No, but they won't. Come on.
Well, come on.
So have it in Arizona.
Okay. Listen, Stanford Cardinal, if they beat Cal, which they probably will because they're playing good football right now, and Washington beats Washington State, which they probably will, then Stanford is in the game. I do not want to face Stanford again.
No, not again. No, and they'll be on short weeks because of Larry Scott.
That's a home game for them, too. It's 15
Stanford?
Minutes away from
but are
Stan- home.
Does Stanford have football fans?
Who
intellectual
cares?
Dominance?
It doesn't matter.
You dipshits.
And they're playing better than they did in the beginning of the season. I think
Stanford... Oh, they are. No, I would prefer to play the other
give
Washington
us hell.
Or Washington State.
So here's the last scenario.
Or not.
The Washington Huskies have to beat Utah this weekend.
Yeah.
And Washington State the following weekend.
Okay.
And Cal has to beat Stanford. So they're on the outside looking in, which was weird because...
Cal
Washington
may beat Stanford this year.
What?
Cal may actually beat Stanford.
Well,
this year.
Could. They certainly could. I think the most likely scenario is that Stanford beats Cal, and Washington beats Washington State, and USC faces Stanford. And I don't like that game. I hate that game. But the Cougs are in control. They are in control of their own destiny. All they have to do. Is beat Washington and they're in.
I read an article.
That's
about
the easiest scenario.
I read an article about the defensive coordinator at Washington State. He's a young guy. So I'm going.
Yeah, he's a hot commodity.
I've decided that I want Washington State again.
Me too.
I think we'll beat them, but I want Washington State again because I want them to get to the Big or the. Sorry, I keep saying Big 12.
I'm gonna splash this.
We beat a
face.
Team from the Big 12 this year.
We did?
Beat Texas.
Oh, that's right.
And
barely.
Damn, fine. Well, we beat them in overtime. I don't care.
I don't think we will next year, but okay.
Unless something... Well, I don't know. We might beat them there next year. Who knows? Depends on the... I don't know. Stephen Carr's a running back.
We'll get to that next year.
So, I would prefer Washington State.
That's the game I want.
To play. I think we could beat all three of those teams again because we'll actually have a bye. They won't. So we might be able to do it.
But here's the problem. We're not going to know. SC's not going to know who they're going to play. So both teams will have the exact same amount of time to prepare. The only advantage that USC has is that they have an extra week to get healthy. So that's good.
Do you think Porter Gustin will be able to play? I mean, or is
God,
this
I don't
it?
Know.
Is this done? Because I know that Cam...
That toe's a mess, I guess.
Well, yeah. I mean, he like... It's got like a screw in it.
Yeah.
He tried to run at full speed and play on it, and you, I mean, that's like a, it's his big toe. It's not like a small one. It's like that's like your balance as a human.
Yep.
You put a lot
of balance
on
your... I say cut it off and replace it with clay.
Or just cut it off and maybe cut off his thumb, attach it to his foot, take off his big toe, put it on his hand, and then go.
Yeah. Then he could jerk off with his foot. That'd probably feel good. Well,
there's...
I wish that people...
Well, I can't argue with that. Probably would feel good.
I wish people could see the face that...
Just, no, I had to think about it like...
Yeah.
Fish. Now, damn.
Huh. I'm still thinking about that. That's weird.
Do you want to pick a score for the game? Then
yeah.
We'll say goodbye to everybody?
Yeah. I think USC is going to get up early again and then make it a nail-biter again, and it'll be something like 38-21 like it was the Colorado game, 24. It's going to be very similar to that. So something like 38-24, maybe 35-21.
God damn it, I agree with
you. I don't know.
I agree. I think it'll be something similar.
They're not going to make it. It's not going to be
an easy
game.
Not saying it'll be a blowout like last year.
No.
No.
I want it to be. It could be. If USC does everything right and doesn't make dumb mistakes and give up a big play, it could be 38-0. But it's a rivalry game, Rick. I did it.
Yeah, I did not get into UCLA.
Good.
I applied, did not get in, and so.
Why would you apply there?
I really just wanted to leave home.
Yeah.
And move to California, and I didn't care where. I mean, truth be told, I didn't get into schools in Texas and New
really?
York, and yeah, I mean, UCLA wasn't the only school I did not get into. However, that's irrelevant right now. So, fuck UCLA, and I hope we beat the fucking shit out of them. However, they are a great team. Josh Rosen is a good quarterback. Good luck in the
They're
pros.
A good team,
and a team on the rise. And fuck you. I hope you lose. I don't have any idea who's going to win this game. I wish I could just sit here and like, yeah, it looks like we're going to win. It could be a 13-9 Carl Durrell year and Mora gets another year, or because he's had so many different offensive coordinators in the last 3 years, Dan Guerrero at UCLA finally says, you know what? We can make better choices. We've got money, and the alumni are actually going to have a say in what we do. And we'll get a better coach and a better group of coaches. So fight on!
Fight on.